obviously, this is a deplorable situation. It is a tragedy. Obviously, what has happened already, the death of and wounding of so many innocent civilians on both sides, is absolutely horrific. And it's just unclear that any of this is going to produce a better outcome. My fear is that this is going to be just another bloody round in an endless conflict between Israel and Palestinians with no real end in sight.
Yeah, the reaction around the world has been varied, as you have heard. Some have condemned Hamas, while others lay the blame on the lack of progress on the two-state solution. Does that help solve this conflict?
I don't know that any of the international reaction is terribly helpful at all. In fact, in some ways, it can be problematic because each side looks to the sympathetic responses it gets and not to the criticism. I will say that while I think we can certainly empathize with the plight of the Palestinian people, I think we can deplore the circumstances in which they've had to endure for the past 50 or 75 years. By the same token, nothing justifies the deliberate killing of innocent civilians, right? The deliberate killing by Hamas of Israeli children, women, the elderly, the kidnapping of the same. Nothing, no just war tradition, no tradition of righteous war anywhere on earth justifies that.
Today, Hamas is reported to have said they are open to discussion of a truce with Israel. In your opinion, is that possible?
I think it unlikely at this early stage. Hamas has accomplished exactly what it wanted to accomplish. So, of course, it wants a ceasefire. Of course, it wants to end things right here. It wants to pocket its winnings and not suffer the inevitable consequences, which, frankly, it knew it was going to suffer when it tried this. But I can't imagine that it's going to happen. I have to imagine that the Israelis will demand that they use their military to try to rescue their innocent hostages, and that they try to inflict such damage on Hamas that Hamas cannot believe that it profited from this attack, that it cannot imagine that trying again to kill innocent Israelis is going to somehow benefit them. And I cannot imagine that anyone, not any friend of Israel's, not any enemy of Israel's, is likely to stop that. So I see Hamas's call for a truce as being utterly cynical, and I doubt that it's going to have any impact.
Today, the leader of Saudi Arabia and the president of Egypt had a discussion, and in their statement they said they are calling for reason to prevail. What's the likelihood, in your opinion, that the other actors may be drawn into this conflict?
Well, I don't think that too many of them are going to be drawn into it in a beneficial way, in a way that's likely to bring about an end to the conflict anytime soon. As I said, Hamas has inflicted a terrible blow on Israel, which is absolutely repugnant. And I think that the Israelis are going to demand to be able to try to free their hostages and restore their deterrent. And you can like that or dislike it. I think that it is simply the reality. And I doubt that anyone is going to be able to do much about that. I think that the real risk of countries being drawn inadvertently into this conflict are other combatants, in particular, Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon. I think that there is a greater danger that either or both of them will choose to intervene in the conflict. I think that if Israel does a tremendous amount of damage to Hamas in Gaza, Iran and or Hezbollah might be tempted to try to intervene, to attack Israel, to try to prevent Israel from doing any more damage to their allies in Hamas. I think if Israel does very poorly, if they suffer lots of casualties in Gaza, that too might encourage either Hezbollah and or Iran to join in, believing that Israel is weak and that this is an opportunity to do even greater damage. So I think that those are the worst dangers of other countries being involved. But I will also say that I actually think that they're actually quite low. both Iran and Hezbollah have postured, they have threatened, they've made some symbolic attacks, at least Hezbollah has. But I think that they all recognize that Israel can also do tremendous damage to them. I don't think either of them wants to suffer at the hands of the Israeli military. And so I don't think it's terribly likely that either of them would get involved unless Israel chose to attack them, which, again, I also think is unlikely, certainly at this stage of the conflict.